All right, in the news is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
I see you're very excited about the SkyMall topic we're going to get to later.
Oh, man, I'm already looking.
Yeah.
I want everything.
Well,
seriously.
do some prep for that.
I want to buy something.
Okay, well, let's save that. We'll table that. Don't they say that? Hey, man, let's table that.
Okay. I don't even know what that means. Like,
that means save it for later.
Yes.
So put it on a
business
table?
Administrative talk. Yes.
Why would I have that kind of jargon? Why would I have that kind of jargon? Business administrative talk?
You bust out your PowerPoint now?
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know me. I like businesses and business meetings. I'm all about that.
This is kind of like those business meetings where you're not in person and you're just on a phone
call. Like a conference call.
It's kind of what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of.
Every night, it's just a conference call. That's what it is. Not really a radio show. Not technically a radio show or on the radio, so I guess it is, but it's not really, it's not a good radio show. It's here. It's better than listening to nothing. Maybe.
Should you put that on a shirt?
Yeah.
Better than listening
listening to nothing.
The Nick DeGilio slogan. Show.
The Nick DeGilio show. Better than listening to nothing. You could be hearing static.
YOLO.
YOLO! And then I'd throw a sandwich across the room.
I told Eileen about that, and she laughed hysterically.
Now, okay, Eileen is a teacher. Your lovely wife is a teacher.
Fifth grade, too.
So, right when the YOLO kicks in.
Yep.
That's when the YOLO kicks in, is fifth grade.
I think
grade.
That's why she appreciated it so much.
Did you tell her some of the other?
I did.
Did you tell her HOSA?
I did not tell her HOSA.
Okay. For those of you who weren't listening, we were talking yesterday about reasons that kids have gotten detention. These are real real stories about kids who have gotten in trouble and they've gotten detention. And one of them was a kid that got in trouble, and I would have given the kid extra credit and ice cream. Because on the test was, what is 9 times 9? So the question was, what is 9 times 9? And the kid wrote HOSA on his paper, and he's correct. The teacher, I guess, didn't know who HOSA was because the note on the test said, "What is this?" Like in all caps with question marks and exclamation points and stuff. And then the kid got in trouble. I would have, however, given the kid, I would have given him a bonus. And I was saying, if I were the parent of that kid and he brought home the test for me to sign, I would sign it and shake his or her hand and say, enjoy recess for life. What are you laughing about, Dan?
You're mixing up your personas because typically you don't give bonuses to grade schools.
You
do that when you're doing the PowerPoint.
All right, I'm mixing up. See, man, business is so seeped into my nature. I am so business-oriented. You know that, Dan. You know that about me. I mean, before the show, we get here at 11 o'clock every evening, and I do a PowerPoint presentation of prep for the show.
Right.
And I require Dan and Esmeralda to be there to take copious notes as I do my PowerPoint presentation.
I'm really looking forward to the holiday party this year.
Oh, don't, because we're not having one. Wait, Esmeralda gets all. Esmeralda, like, actually, I looked up at the screen. She got sad.
Come on. Bonuses, at least?
Yeah.
Scrooge?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'll get bonuses.
Only if we manage to work HOSA into a conversation.
If it involves marrying HOSA, yes, bonuses for all.
What if Esmeralda, during the summertime months when the high is 81, says it's a high of HOSA?
That's it, right there.
I like that.
Can she get an advance?
It's a high of HOSA. You're expected to hit HOSA.
Or God forbid it's not below HOSA.
Oh, no. We don't want
we
don't want HOSA below. It's HOSA below outside. With wind chill, it's HOSA below outside. All right. At this point, the number 81 no longer exists in my world. And actually, that's just been the truth of, you know, he's my favorite Hawk. He's my favorite hockey player. So, yeah. All right. What are we doing, man? What's going on except the praising of Marian HOSA and the fact that I am a fantastic businessman? I love that the two people I work with every night, as soon as I said that, just busted out laughing. Oh, I'm a fantastic businessman. Ha, 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 he's an idiot. All right. So stick around for more HOSA talk. Can we send a tape of this to Marian HOSA? He's a good guy. I've met him a couple of times. I had to, like, they had to, you know, have security between me and him. Because when I met him, I got a little, oh, it's Marian HOSA. They were like, watch this guy here. If you're bringing HOSA through the room, watch him. Keep a particularly strong eye on this guy.